So Campbell's up next.
Yeah, a couple of the questions have been addressed already. I had one question regarding you had need of a laptop. What is the situation in terms of printer and other peripheral equipment that one would usually have in an office? Do you have that, or what is the status on that?
Well, I have a very low-end printer that somebody donated to me. And I have another very, very old Mac here, which somebody donated to me that volunteers use. It's not good enough for me to really use on an ongoing basis. Other than that, I have a phone system that's not working real well right now. I need to buy a new telephone. And that's it.
Okay, I think we're getting the picture.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, Campbell. Next up is Summer, then Alberto and Susan.
Hi.
Is Summer Reese. I'm sorry, from Treasurer from KPFK. And Campbell Johnson is the representative from WPFW.
Oh, can I ask one more question? I overlooked this. You had mentioned the Canadian radio conference, and
mm-hmm.
you'd said that you anticipated it would be very successful and, you know, result in very positive outcomes. Do you have any guesstimate about that?
Well, when I went up this summer, it did result in some very high-quality programs ending up in Audioport that weren't there before from Canadian stations that have a tremendous potential. And the station that is kind of, in some ways, you know, a station that a lot of other ones look to, which is the one at McGill College in Montreal, CKUT, they did decide to affiliate, and they're in the process of doing that right now. And we had, there's about five other stations in Canada that are considering it. So it's, the thing is, a lot of them kind of hang together, and so we're kind of reaching to the point where all of a sudden there's, the truth is a lot of people up there didn't know Pacifica. And so for a lot of stations, they literally were introduced to Pacifica by my going there.
Okay.
Okay,
terrific.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, next up is Summer Reese from KPFK.
Thank you. Ursula and Effia. It's nice to know what's going on with the affiliates. I think, personally, I mean, if the affiliates were being treated like a station, they would retain all that extra income, and then she wouldn't have a computer that was collapsing. So, and I'm not saying we should do that, but I do think it's just absurd that the struggle for such basic things when there's obviously so much benefit to having a successful affiliates program. And having an assistant is highly reasonable when you're dealing with all these people. So we may not be the committee to approve that, but that should get approved. And, you know, I guess what I'm getting at is I feel that if there is a surplus that results in like 46% of the income generated by these activities going back to the national office, and yet the person who is directing these activities does not have a functional computer, does not have an assistant, does not have a banner when she goes to a conference and may or may not have a budget to go to a conference, it really is penny wise and pound foolish, because the contacts made with other stations who may carry our programming and all of that outreach, this is a pittance, and obviously the money is there in terms of the income. So however we get to this, I think we should approve all of these things, which are highly reasonable. A laptop is obviously the better choice in this day and age of travel, and since she is engaged in essentially a huge outreach arm of Pacifica, connecting with all of these affiliates, then we would want her to travel more and engage with more radio stations if that were possible. So anyway, and in the short term, I think that you know, the national office should buy an external hard drive for $100 and pay a technician to get all of her data off of that computer and onto an external hard drive until a laptop is requisitioned. So that's basically all I have to say, is I just think we should move towards making these things happen, because there's so much benefit derived from this. And the technical things that Afia brought up, whatever the radio stations need to make our content more accessible, and if that means there needs to be more technical support at the national office, well, then we should be, whether we look at it in this budget or in the future, that these things need to be done. I mean, we're in media, so we shouldn't neglect this aspect of ourselves.
Okay, thank you, Summer. Okay, next on the stack is Alberto Luera from Treasurer from KPFT.
Just a quick one. The
250 gig is now $40 for your external hard drive. I just picked up one. Anyway, I've got a couple of questions for you, Ursula. How many affiliates are in the network at the moment? And how much are their affiliation fees for, and I would take it it's for a year. Can you give me that information, please?
Yeah, there's approximately 140 stations in the network right now. There's potentially another 10. You know, some people, when they affiliate, it takes a while. So there's about 10 stations right now kind of in some point in the process. So the number will climb during this year. The affiliation fees are, they range from zero to $12,500. It's a sliding scale. On principle, we have never thrown anybody out of the network based on funding. That's been a policy that served us well in terms of, well, on all levels. But
what is the criteria that determines zero to $12,500?
Their operating budget. So there's a sliding fee scale.
On a percentage?
We've said if your station is between this and this, this is what we're charging you, and it's just a sliding scale where the there's categories of of fees. And then having said that, the low power stations are asked to pay $400 straight fee.
Okay.
And if a station can't pay, then we talk.
Okay. Another question that's in the same line. They have access, by affiliation, they have access to, for example, free speech radio news, and they have access to individual station programming from the five signal areas, and they have access to Democracy Now!, for example. Is that correct?
Yeah. The programs from the five signal areas, that's a little bit more complex because we don't normally distribute all of the programs from the affiliates, sister stations, but it does happen that sometimes an affiliate will say, I want that show, and that show is not being distributed nationally, and then I do whatever I can, and John Elmella has also gone to lengths to try and figure out a technical way to make that program available too. I kind of work on the producers to try and get them.
Do they get Free Speech Radio News? Do they get Democracy Now?
Yes, they do.
As a regular service that can be downloaded into their transmitters and off into the airwaves.
Yeah, or they can get it by satellite, or they can stream it live.
Cool. Okay. And what is our attrition rate in membership? People that fall behind or people that quit. Have we had anybody quit last year?
Yes. We've had almost a zero attrition rate up until this past year, but there we did lose, I think, somewhere between 15 and 20 stations.
Why?
From your perspective.
For
a variety of reasons. Probably the reason number one was the economy. We had a certain number of stations were not able to make it, and they folded.
The stations actually closed down. They turned off the transmitter and went out of transmitting signals.
Yes, we did have that this year.
Okay.
So that's one reason. Another reason is that it's been a rough year. You know, the services were severely cut to the affiliates because my assistant went away and. Some of the fees that had been raised in the past were based kind of on the concept of, an assistant to the coordinator's office and increased services, and, there was some disenchantment about Pacifica's investment.
Out there in the boonies, and this will be my last question. Out there in the boonies of the world, within the reach of Ursula and her efforts. How many would you say are out there, how many little radio stations are out there that are potential as it relates to how many licensors are out there in that spectrum, in that part of the spectrum that are potential, give or take, how does it look out there to bring in more more partners into our effort?
I think shooting for 250 stations is a reasonable goal.
250 stations more than what we've got?
No, well, that to have our network have 250 stations.
Okay.
I think 100 stations is a reasonable goal. That's a really good question. You know, there's new stations being built all the time.
Exactly.
And there's also so new types of relationships you can have. I don't, you know, I think there's other models of affiliates. So I think it's a pretty open field, but in terms of, well, I think I answered your question.
Sure. Again, okay. And just to say it, I mean, obviously, part of our effort, unfortunately, is to continue raising funds to keep the whole operation going, and I encourage you to continue raising funds in that very weird way of bringing in affiliates, because we need to keep the signals going everywhere. Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you.
Okay,
well,
I also
just wanted to say real quick, you know, with this the idea of the port out, the build out of a portal on PacificaNetwork.org, that has the potential to bring in a whole new type of you know, interest in terms of affiliating with Pacifica.
Okay. Thank you. Let's see. Final person on the stack is Susan.
Yeah. Hi. Several things. Susan Young, I'm PNB from Houston, from KPFT. First of all, I think that everybody that we're hearing from here agrees that the affiliates is a very, very important part of the whole Pacifica community, that it doesn't perhaps get the attention that it deserves, that many of us, other than folks like AFIA, do not necessarily understand AFIA and Ursula, all the ins and outs. I think that we are very fortunate to be joined by Arlene as the executive director, and therefore any decisions that we are recommending, I think, need very much to, you know, will be those that come under her direction as to how they get implemented and, you know, and what they really mean. In light of that, I would like to move approval of this dollar framework for the budget. And what I mean by that is that we would be recommending approval of this portion to become a part of the national office budget, that subject to the finalizing of the national budget office that we are office budget that we are not at yet, and we, as Alberto and others have pointed out, we don't know how this budget is balancing all in all right now. And so a lot of decisions will need to be made in that overall context. But also that we are not adopting particular equipment decisions or personnel decisions or travel budget decisions, but rather we are adopting the financial framework. That's my motion. So I move that we approve, that we recommend approval of this budget framework, the dollar framework, to be taken in as a part of the national office budget when it comes forward.
You're here.
But with management making all decisions about what the hiring and equipment purchase decisions are and so forth within that.
You're here.
Okay, so if I understand, are you recommending that part of this framework be $240,000 in income?
Yes.
Is your frame, so that's part of the framework?
Correct.
Are there any other numbers that are part of the framework?
I think the expenditure framework is can also be included in that. But it has to be, it has to be taken into account in the overall national office budget that we don't yet have with all of its pieces involved.
Okay. And what about the idea, LaVarne proposed that there be a meeting between the affiliate coordinator, CFO, ED, chair, in order to work out some numbers? Is that, would that work with your
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. We have a great new resource in Arlene. I think that Ursula should probably be very, very pleased, and Afia very pleased, that our ED is somebody who comes from the affiliate experience. So she is going to have a lot of knowledge to bring into this conversation, and I think that, you know, making decisions before she has input, before we have the advantage of her knowledge, I think is not wise.
Okay. So I think I understand. So can you restate your motion again there?
Could I restate it?
Okay, go ahead.
Paul, you probably know what it is better than I do.
What I have is a short one. We recommend approval of the dollar framework of this budget, subject to the finalizing of the national office budget. I guess it should be framework of the affiliates budget.
Perfect. That's excellent. Thank you.
Okay, Arpal, can you read it again with the correct wording?
We recommend approval of the dollar framework of the affiliates budget, subject to the finalizing of the national office budget.
Okay, thank you, Arpal. Let's see, folks. We've sort of spent a long time on this. It'd be nice if we could just get this motion done, or, you know, up or down. And
I call for the question, sir.
Sammy, may I just ask for a clarification, please?
Okay, go ahead.
What about this recommended new position, or recreating that position? There is no recommendation coming out of this committee about creating a new position.
We don't do that.
That's not our job, and we are not endorsing it or authorizing it.
Isn't that in the budget?
No, it's the dollar framework only. We are not, in other words, we are not approving the line items that say you will spend so much on an assistant, you will spend so much on a laptop, you will spend so much traveling to this. None of that is approved. It's the overall dollar framework. All of those decisions are up to management.
Okay. All right, so that's the motion. If you don't like it, remember, you're free to vote against it.
I have an unreadiness in this regard.
An unreadiness.
Yeah. In
okay,
other words, what I mean is I think it requires some discussion.
We have had, in all fairness, we've been on this discussion for an hour.
Could I speak? Yeah, we've been on this discussion for a long time. I would like to, if we don't pass this
motion,
we can move off the item because we have another pressing item. But
I'm willing to postpone this until the next meeting.
One can amend this motion slightly to make it more clear. Would people be happy if there was a sentence? We do not endorse the. We do not endorse nor reject. We neither endorse nor reject the specific expense line items. Would that be acceptable, Susan?
This is Summer. Can I ask a question?
It's okay for me.
Okay, so I've proposed an amendment. Is there any objection to that amendment that we neither endorse nor reject the line items in the budget?
Question why we need the motion then.
Because she's basically sending it to national staff and national office to deal with.
This is Summer. Can I be on the side?
Yes, you may.
Okay, I guess I'll. I guess I have one reservation. I realize there's this personnel issue, but this is the only budget where we're like endorsing just a framework without looking at the actual individual line items. Does this in any way negate our responsibility from a fiduciary perspective and all of the? All the other budgets. I mean, the fact that we're getting a new executive director, to me, is neither here nor there, except in terms of the approval of the national office budget. You know, that these will have an interplay between each other. I guess I'm saying this is the only budget that we're doing this with, where we're saying we're not looking at the line items. We're just going to kick this back to national. I don't have a problem with postponing it. I just think it's, you know, it's our job to approve an actual budget, and anyway, that's all. I'm throwing it out there to the floor that you know, is the only
okay.
budget that we would be treating in this sort of throw it all into a bag and just give it back to them kind of way, whereas most things, you know, that's why we're in December and we haven't approved all the budgets. We throw them back and say, can you fix this, and then we'll vote on it. So, you know, I think it's reasonable that she have an assistant if we expect her to go do anything, but that's, you know what I mean, that's not our job. But I have no problem with the budget. I just have a slight problem with our saying we approve the overall numbers. And I think it's irrelevant whether we have a new executive director in terms of our process too.
Mr. Chair, can we get to the vote? She is arguing the position.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, she had a valuable comment to make. Okay, well,
can I get your wording here?
We neither endorse nor reject the specific expense items. specific expense numbers.
Okay, we neither endorse nor reject specific expense. We could say we're moot on the whole thing, but okay, we'll do it this way. That's the amendment.
Okay, so is there any objection to that amendment? Feel free to object.
We refuse.
Can we go forward on the vote, Mr. Chair?
Well, we're going forward on a vote. That's what I'm doing. Okay, so I don't hear any objection to that amendment. Is there any objection to the motion as a whole?
Roll call vote.
Okay, go ahead. Could you call the motion on the motion? Call the roll on the motion as a whole.
Okay. Put this in here. Okay, so we can find this later and figure out what. Okay, on the motion as amended, Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Brian, I think it isn't here. Sherry Gendelman.
Pass.
Say again.
Oh, pass.
Pass. Okay. Campbell Johnson.
I'll pass.
Luzette King?
Yes.
Alberto Luera?
Yes.
R. Paul Martin? Yes. Summer Reese?
Yes.
Jamie Ross?
Yes.
LaVarne Williams?
Yes.
Susan Young?
Yes.
Is Peter Pius still here?
Simon.
Simon Pius, are you still here?
No, he said he had to leave after 30 minutes.
Okay, so I will not be calling him and plugging him in. Okay, two people passed. Sherry Gendelman?
Abstain.
Campbell Johnson?
Abstain.
Okay, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 in favor, 0 against, 2 abstentions.
Okay, well, that motion carries. So, all right, with that, I'd like to thank Ursula so much for your time on the call. There's a lot we don't, the rest of us in the network don't really understand about the affiliates program, and we really thank your efforts to explain it to us and to put forth a budget that makes sense. I do believe it is a good thing for us to have a separate budget like this that will help us a great deal. So thank you.
Thank you for your hard work.
For your participation and for your hard work, yes.
Thanks. Thanks for your interest.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We are interested. Okay.
Yeah, and thanks for passing the budget in, you know, financial spirit. I appreciate that very much.
Okay.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night. Now our next item is going to be PFW budget. So I sent this around. I hope you all got it. It is called. Oh my God. 0912 WPFW _FY210 as of November 30th, 2009. And then I have a -2 after it. So I hope everybody received this budget. And let's see, this is the first time we've seen it. So, let's see. And now,
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Campbell.
Yes, I move that it be tabled. There's a note from LaVarne that somewhat suggested she didn't have great input, and then that there's some other follow-up that needs to take place insofar as engaging it, plus which it was not handled at the local level as she had indicated that we would be involved in a work session together.
Order,
and,
the motion to table. We can't debate it. It's just made.
Okay. Well, okay. Let's call this a motion to postpone.
Okay.
The trick is a motion to table is non-debatable.
All right.
To postpone is. So we'll call it a motion to postpone.
Point of information.
Let's see. Are you finished with your statement, Camp?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. I have a point
Mr.
of information.
Chair, I take this as a motion to postpone indefinitely.
Well, let's till. Until
next Tuesday.
Till when, Campbell?
Well, we can say tentatively till next Tuesday.
Okay, till next Tuesday. Okay, then we have a motion that we have a question, point of information from Lizette.
Just to ask the CFO what this if this motion were to pass, what would it mean for her?
Well, it would just mean we wouldn't get to it until next week. I would actually argue against postponing consideration.
I'm asking the CFO whether it's worth her while doing this.
She seemed to indicate that it was previously. It was worth our while to take a first crack at it. This is not a final product. Is that your? That was what you said, right, LaVar?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. You know, if Lizette, I mean, if both PFW members do not want to, then I would say, you know, we can postpone. But then that means we'll be that'll go further and further out, and the holidays are coming up. So my position is that we did review it with Robert. We Grigsby was, as I am here, is like doing other things at the same time. So we needed to go back, but we were prevented from doing that because Virgil and I were on other assignments. But, you know, I would like to go over so and see what, you know, see if you guys, in terms of the questions, we have some assumptions in there. You know, I think I made a note on some of the things we need to address, which would be the number of fund drive days that that Grigsby is working on the antenna cost replacement upgrades of the transmitter room. So those things will have to be corrected, would have to be, you know, the final information would come from Grigsby. So, you know, we can do it, and then, you know, we might have a slightly different, product based on, you know, the recommendation that would be to increase the number of fund drive days. So, you know,
okay.
I think, you know, it would
so
be
you
worth
seem,
it.
You're saying it's worth going over now.
Mr. Chairman?
I think so.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
If both members from PFW think...
No, both members not doing that at all.
Okay.
Campbell?
Since July, one of the responsibilities of the LSB is to be involved in fundraising, and our LSB is concerned about the station and the network's financial status, and we've made a proposal on that. We've shared the proposal with the NFC. It hasn't been as such discussed, which I would appreciate, but it's been clearly misinterpreted by a couple of comments that have been and out on the emails.
Okay.
But what I would like to do is to have that, since it's about a $5,000 impact per month, to be incorporated into this into this budget. It would have been nice to have had some engagement from our interim general manager in regard to this, since he'd been provided with it in July,
right?
And it was structured to meet with the concerns that he had raised.
Okay. Well, what we can do, Campbell, is add that if we have a list of queries, we can certainly add that. That can certainly added.
Well,
list of queries
as, yes. Okay, as it affects
each month.
That's
the best I
month.
Can do for you, right? Yes, right, sure. There's a line item that would probably fit into. That would be the way to deal with that.
Mm.
But anyway, so we have a motion to postpone, which is there any, do people still support the motion to postpone, or can we
no.
Yes.
skip this
No.
Vote? You do support
Why
the motion?
Why don't we take
it?
No,
order?
We do not support
I'm
it.
I'm asking.
I do.
There's one person who supports, so is there anybody else who wants to postpone? All right. So, hearing nobody else, well, what? Sure, our Paul, should we call the roll?
Yeah, we got to do a roll. One person.
Okay. Go for it.
Okay, hold on.
I mean, please call the roll, Mr. Secretary.
We're gonna miss you, our Paul.
Well.
He may not be going in.
Anyway. We have no idea. I have no idea what the future holds. Any direction. Okay, on the motion to postpone, Grace Aaron. Okay, Brian Edwards.
Pass.
Grace Aaron?
Pass.
Sherry Gendelman?
Pass.
Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Lizette King?
No.
Alberto Luera?
No.
R. Paul Martin? No. Summer Reese?
No.
Jamie Ross?
No.
LaVarne Williams? LaVarne Williams? Susan
no.
Young? Susan?
Is LaVarne there?
Yes, she said no.
Okay. Susan, no.
Okay, LaVarne, you said no?
I thought I heard her say
R. Paul?
Yeah,
R. Paul?
Yes, LaVarne.
The answer is no.
No. Okay. Going back up, Greg Aaron.
No.
Sherry Gendelman.
Oh, I haven't decided. I'd like to pass one more time.
Nope.
I don't think you can.
Can't do it.
Can't.
It won't make a difference. You can abstain with impunity.
I'll abstain.
Okay.
Okay, we have one in favor. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 against, and one abstention.
Okay, thank you very much. So that doesn't carry. So let's go forward to the budget. Let's see, LaVarne, would you like to walk us through the high points? Like listener support especially, that's a big number we need to understand here.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me pull it up. I hate to give you this excuse, but my other computer died.
Well, I can walk through it if you don't have easy access.
It's going to take me a minute to pull it up. I'm on another computer. Okay, so you can get started, please. You want to get started with the...
Okay, why don't we get started? So looking at the budget, the most important number in all these station budgets is the listener support line.
Are we going to look at the assumptions at all? Or
we'll get to it. Well, we'll start from the budget page, which is budget FY 2010. I mean, that's the way I like to do it. Then work out from there. So listener support number that's proposed for the upcoming, for the FY 10 is $1.479 million. This is versus a actual for FY 2009 of $1.27 million. So there's a $200,000 increase in that line. And... let's see, if we jump over the assumptions and historical data page, it should give us some information about the fund drive. So we'll go view, zoom, 200%, so I can read it. Then we'll move up there. Okay, listener support. FY10. October, they have... $400,000 goal. February, $485,000 goal. May is $485,000 goal. August, $115,000 goal. Let's see, the total fulfillment rate appears to be 82%, at least over a period of 12 months. And then we go down a little further, rows 23 and down. Let's see, what's the fulfillment rate been recently? For the October 2007 drive, it was 83%. For February 2008, it was basically 80%. For June 2008, it was 82%. For August 2008, it was over 82. And August 2008, it was 82 and change. So it appears that 82% is a reasonable fulfillment. So that's a good thing to get out of the way.
Now, very good.
See the way we work fast? So then the drive goals are $400,000 for this October. What was that drive already happened? Now, I understood it came up $30,000 or $40,000 short. Is that correct?
Let me pull it up.
Yeah, at least.
Let me pull it up. Go ahead.
If somebody knows that, I heard Grace, that's my recall from a report Grace gave us about a month ago. Is that your understanding, Campbell?
That's about it. At least 30 or 40,000.
Okay.
Short.
October. So we've already found a problem, LaVarne.
But you know, Jamie, this, you know, I applaud you guys, but the thing is that when you put in a budget and you actually put the real budget in, you know, you don't like change it once it's not true. That this was your budget, this was your goal, and that therefore you have to try to make it up for the rest of the year. And
okay.
That's,
I'm kind of being Congress.
As a CFO, that would make us reach our goal better if we could change the number now, but that's not really what one would do. You're kind of like, you can do that with a budget update, but if you set up a budget, then you that's what you said you're going to do. If you miss it, then you need to look at ways to make it up.
Okay. Then February drive is the goal is 485. Fiscal 09, they give us a goal here of 3. They give us an actual pledge received. These are pledge goals, by the way. The fiscal 09, the pledge goal, the pledge total was 382. And same with May, the predicted goal for FY10 is 485,000 in pledges. Fiscal 09 got 336 in pledges, I believe, if I'm reading this correct.
Yeah.
So it appears to be that if these numbers are correct, that the station is appears to be forecasting an increase in pledge goals. Is that correct, LaVar?
Well, if we look at the numbers below, yeah, it looks like FY09, except that on the October of 08-09, it was much higher, and we show that the 400, which I'll have to find the number to say that it was received, and then, yeah, it's up, but I think what we had in there, again, is we need to address again are the number of days of the fund drive. And that's one of the reasons, we put in a little higher number. But that's the number that we have to really get in working with Rick and with their, and with the development director on those numbers. Yeah, they're a little higher.
Okay. So if I understand you, one of the ways that the station plans to achieve this higher number is through more days. Is that?
Well, that's what we'd like to do. That's the proposal that we have that we would put forth. But these numbers, no, we projected these numbers, but we're saying that it still needs to be a little bit higher.
So you'd like to make even more than this?
I would like to add days. I would like to add days. I would like to suggest to Grigsby that to add day. I'm neutral on how you balance your budget.
Right. Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. And let's see. Are there any other listener support issues here?
Mr. Chair?
Seems enough for now. Okay. Yes. R. Paul?
Yeah. On that May FON, I mean, FY09, the pledges were 336 and projecting FY2010 at 485. That's a 44% increase. What would happen to get 44% more money? More pledges coming in.
I think that we looked at the number of the average daily amount. Per drive.
I'm sorry, I can barely hear you. Laverne, are you on a speakerphone?
Yeah, I'm on a speakerphone, but the heater is above my head. Oh, there, it's off. Can you hear? Is it better now?
Yes.
Is it better now?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, it was the heater. Yeah, we were looking at the number, the amount of per day, and that's how we projected basically the amount. Based on the number of the average per day achieved in the drive.
How long are the usual, like the big drives, like the October, February, and May drive at PFW? How many days?
I think they're like, I think most of them are like 20, 21. I think that's the most. So that's if you get the calculator. I think their drive days were about 21. Calculator.
That's funny because I sort of remember they were a little shorter, like 17. I'm wrong.
Let me just look at my little farm list here. Yeah, they were like I think we had in there 21. That's about 23,000. We looked at the amount today. Here, let me go through here. Hamel, can you do you recall?
I don't have my numbers handy.
Could I note that if you're going to bring in 44% by increasing the number of days, and it was about 20 days, you're going to increase it by approximately 8 or so days. But these things aren't linear. If people are used to like 20 days, if you increase it to
30.
28 days, you know, your level of fatigue, I'm out, and end up with those latter extra days coming in kind of anemically.
It could, but the other thing is with the AI, you know, we have it's a product of both, of the economy, and if we're expecting some improvement in the economy, and we actually had, I've been able to get together the results of the August fund drive to show the latest, the average amount, and I can send this to you. We're still working in the national office on pulling together the fall fund drive, but I can send this to you. But that's what I think we had, like 21 days, and so that's about $23,000. So on the big one, that's the 485 one.
Oh, so you're projecting that to be a 21 day drive.
21 days and about 23 per day.
And about what? Your voice.
23,000
per day.
Yeah, that would. Yeah, because I seem to remember that the drives this year were like 17 days. That's my recollection. What they had done in the past, in the recent past.
I have a quick question, sir.
Okay, go ahead, Alberto.
Do we have an idea how many? What is our membership number in Washington? How many people are members currently? That's like. How many members are we talking about?
They have those precise numbers. We'll have to. I'll write down these things and say what we need to provide for you. Yeah, they have all of their numbers. They're on top of all of it. So number of members. Okay. Let's see if I have any of my assumptions. But I'll pull up the.
I recall it's about 13,000 or 14,000, but I'm not sure. Don't quote me at that.
Okay. Because that gives us the size of our pool, Mr. Chairman.
Right. Okay. All right. So we're right at this point, basically, we're just familiarizing ourselves with this.
Right. And then the questions go from there. We can go back.
Okay. So are there any other questions on the subject of listening?
We've got mail.
Great.
We've got mail.
Okay. Let's see. Listener support. Somewhere. Well, we'll have to look through this later at my leisure, but why don't we just run through the main points right now? Okay, and it looks like moving down off the listener support line in the budget sheet, line 6 through 19, or the rest of the income line, the biggest is, of course, the CPB. Now, WPFW is projecting an increase in CPB, and I believe that's right, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct. They're the ones who are getting an increase.
You've got the increase. Okay.
And maybe we can have Grace give us the latest update on that. We're expecting a check every day, and I think
the check's
where we
not
are.
There yet?
It wasn't there. The last I talked, it wasn't there today.
They revived the Pony Express.
Barack's using that money to pay for some bullets in Afghanistan.
Same opinion. We believe the CPB is a generous foundation, is a generous organization.
All right, sorry about that. Okay, but anyway, moving. But that's good that we have an increase in CPB.
What's the number, sir?
The number is 282 for the FY10 versus 238.
CPB.
Yes,
yeah.
238 for FY9. Okay. So moving down. So then the other major items, we have another major item, actually row 9, restricted contributions is $71,000. Now that's an interesting one. that shows up as $20,000 in October, $20,000 in November, $20,000 in December, $11,000 in January and February. Actually, this doesn't, yeah, and that's it, adds up to $71,000. Now, a question about restricted, does this, is this money spent in this budget? Is this, I'm leery of putting restricted money in the operating budget.
We'll put that on the list to confirm.
Okay, excellent.
Question.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Is it about, let's stick to expenses though. Okay.
Yeah, I am. I just want to explain what we're talking about. What restricted funds we're talking about?
Line 9 on the budget, FY10 budget sheet.
I don't have it open before me.
It doesn't really. It may say actually. Let me just click on it and see if it tells me to go.
Very
somewhere.
Good, Jamie. Okay.
It just goes to cash flow, right? Cash flow is just going to be a number, right?
Well, let's see if we hit the D9.
Right. Could the chair please tell us where it is for those of us who don't use the microphone?
Okay, let me make the question.
Number. The budget doesn't seem to tell us what it is. We're on row 9, R. Paul.
No, I have that on the budget FY 2010 sheet. But you say when you click on it, it goes to cash flow somewhere.
Yeah, it's
cash flow 2010.
It just copies a number out of the cash flow, but the number on cash flow tab is just a number. Sometimes they tell you to go to the assumption sheet or some other sheet, and it has a formula that tells you where they got that number or some explanation, but this doesn't seem to have it.
Can I make my question more precise? Does the restricted fund, whatever it is, does it apply to the $200,000 that we're talking about beforehand?
It's not clear here.
I need to just put it on the list and then get with Robert and Grigsby on it.
We don't know.
All right.
Yeah, we kind of need a little more explanation about
that.
We
don't know.
All right. All right.
That's okay.
Alberto.
Right.
Albert.
There was a reason at the time. I apologize.
Okay, then let's see. We also seem to have... It seems to be part of the problem here is, as typical, in one year the items are booked in one category, and another year they're booked in another. But it does seem there is an increase, even outside of the $71,000, and the increase in CPB, $50,000. There seems like there's another $80,000 in increased expenses, or $50,000 somewhere. On the other little lines, such as major donors or donations, or we have an additional listener support line of $14,000.
You mean increased revenues?
Yeah, increased revenues. That's what I'm trying to communicate. So I don't actually see it. There's a line website income, which is $27,000, which wasn't apparently the FY09 says there wasn't anything in this line.
In the community event, though, was like at 40, and this at 10.5. So that's the difference of 30. And
if you add community events plus craft fair plus car donations, you get about 40. So I don't know if car donations counts as a community event. But if you add community events and craft fair, you get like 30. So
yeah, the car donations are 9, which is low. Yeah, and then that's fair. This would be other events. So
right.
We'll check those too. We need to check all the income numbers.
Yeah, I would be interested in the assumptions for the website income.
Yeah,
I think last year and now it's 27,000.
But I think all general managers are really looking at programs to increase the website income. So the exact type of things that WPFW will do, we'll talk over that when we meet shortly with the business manager and Grigsby.
Okay.
Will I be invited to that meeting?
I apologize for not calling, but it's been like really crazy for me, all of this stuff going on. So I will after this meeting, I'll send a note to Grigsby and to Robert and then to Tasha and Lisette.
Okay. Sorry?
And the copy, you, Lizette.
Don't worry, because I'm not even invited on the local finance committee. Don't apologize for anything.
This is Summer. I have a question.
Okay, let's see. Yeah, do we have any other questions on the expense area, Summer? I mean, the income, revenue?
If
yes.
I recall from a few weeks back on one of the other budgets, and I do not recall which one, the
probably BAI.
For the web income was that it was punched out separately as an item this year, that it was part of this software change at the office. It wasn't reflective of actually new income, but merely a different way of accounting for it. It's what I recall. I recall this subject coming up in one of the other budgets. So, I don't know if that's what's accounting for it, but I don't think it was actually extra income. It just was listed.
I believe so.
Okay, so that's the income. Any other comments about the income? Okay, so what that brings us to
yes,
is...
Yes, I would make a comment.
Go ahead.
None of this includes the revenue strategy that has been previously proposed both to the general manager and business manager, and as well that was shared with the NFC. And this involves activities that the station is well versed in, and that has, the station has carried out before profitably, and it would be engaging. The reason that it would be substantially increases that the LSB has resolved to, participate in this aspect of fundraising very directly.
Okay. Well, I'll add that to the list.
And this is Summer. I want to say.
Can I comment on that?
Okay. Go ahead, Grace.
Campbell, I did read your proposal. I think that small-level fundraising can be very beneficial, as we've seen at KPFT. However, I would like to see that fleshed out in a more concrete plan. Investment of in financial investment are you expecting the station to budget? And also, what commitments do you have from individuals to engage in volunteer work on specific types of fundraising? I think this type of fundraising has to be done very carefully because of the past history of loss of money on the duck race and loss of money with the gala. So,
wasn't a loss of money on the gala.
There was.
Okay, the finance.
Okay, well, let's table whether there's a loss of money in the gala.
Okay, also KPFA has had difficulty with fundraisers. Some stations seem to do okay with them. KPFK has had some not too profitable fundraisers. So I'd like to see it fleshed out more with more detail and more specifics, if possible. I just think that it can very much very well have merit, but I think we need to see more specifics.
Let me chair. Yeah.
Okay.
Lizette.
Well.
Chair, may I respond?
Isn't that germane to reviewing this budget as it stands right now? I think we should include a note that this budget does not include the LSB revenue generating strategy that Campbell has pointed to, and that would be sufficient for our review at this point. I don't know that we're in a position to evaluate whether it should be at this point. This
we
is
can
a very
do it later.
Preliminary review of the budget.
Well, I'm not asking for answers to my questions now.
I understand that you're not. I would just like to, if we could move off this discussion and zip through the rest of the budget, that might be good. But anyway,
as long as the suggestion does not affect the budget right now, I'm fine with it.
Okay. No, we're just kind of listing some queries. Understand it.
That's not a query. That's what I'm saying. If it is a query, I'd like to say something.
Well, it's a query or a comment. Okay, queries and comments.
Yeah,
I would as well.
Okay, well, since everybody wants to talk, we'll do Summer, Lucette, and Campbell. I mean, we really have a lot to get through here, folks. Okay,
please.
Go ahead.
I'll keep it short. Grace covered a lot of it. I just, very briefly, I don't think it is wise to put too much in the budget on community fundraising. These events are often good outreach, excellent PR, but I do think that it is very problematic to make very many budget assumptions based on events, because that's not what we do. We're not event producers. We're radio stations. And even very successful events, by many measures, can make far less than what they're projected. I mean, the KPFK budget recently is an excellent example. $50,000 got put in there for that October 50th anniversary concert as a projection, and when the concert actually occurred, which was an excellent concert with excellent headliners, and the place was, you know, three-quarters full, so 900 out of 1,200 seats, we made $6,000 on it, not 50. Okay?
Was that a net or a gross?
Net. I'm saying we actually made, we did not lose money on the event, but we did not make $50,000. We made six. And it wasn't a flop. It wasn't a disaster. And it didn't rely upon the LSB to make it happen. It relied on paid staff and they're the ones who made it happen. And what I'm saying is it could have been more successful, but even when events go really well and you go, wow, that was a great event, you still may not have made hardly any money off of it. So I just think that as a general practice, these things should not in any large measure be put into balanced budgets. So we can pick it up later, but I just think, you know, even when people's intentions are excellent, and then never mind getting LSBs to actually do all the work involved, to be involved, but I think one needs to look at them more as part of our PR and outreach with some financial benefit if everything goes really, really well.
Okay, thank you, Summer. Next up
thank
is
you.
Lizette.
Is it Summer? She has explained exactly what has been happening at the station locally, and more than that, the interim general manager is doing a lot of what Mr. Johnson is suggesting, and when he talks about the LSB has decided, I don't know about that.
You weren't at the
time,
meeting.
It's time for us to stop interfering with the work of the paid staff. Leave it alone.
There's something interference on the
one. I'll make my point anyway. It's not me.
Oh, Barn, I didn't hear any of that. There was interference when Lizette was
exactly
talking.
I'm saying that Summer has explained exactly what has been happening at the station, where we're having events, not making any money, and more than that, the interim general manager and some of the programmers have been doing community events. And at this point, we should stop interfering with the work of the people who we pay. Leave them alone. Let them do their jobs. And if we have any ideas, we take it to them, and they're sitting there all the time doing the work.